Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth and final parak of Masechas Gittin, and we are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. So it says in the Mishnah that Shnei Gittin Shekhsavin Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, if you have the same piece of paper with two Gittin, one next to the other, Ushnai made them Ivrim, Ba'im, Mitach Zeh, and two Edim that are signed in Hebrew. So remember, Hebrew goes right to left, and the signatures go from under one get to under the from the get that's on the right side of the page to the get that's under the get that's on the left side of the page. So which makes it look like they're really signing on the right-handed get. And two edim who are signing their names in Greek, which goes in the other direction from left to right, and they go their signatures go from right underneath the get on the left and stretch out to the get on the right, which makes it look like they're really signing the get on the left. Whichever get the first set of Edim more naturally reads with is kosher, which means that in the case that we just described, it would be the get on the right that's kosher, because the Shnei Edim Ivrim were the first ones. But if there are four witnesses and they alternate between Hebrew writing and Greek writing on the signatures, and all of the chasimos extend from one side to the other, meaning the ones that are in Hebrew start on the right and extend onto the left, the ones in Greek start on the left and extend onto the right, Shnei and then both Gittin are puzzled, because there are no two witnesses that are read together as having been signed on the same get. Let's move on now to Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Shir Mikzas Hagedu Ksavu B'daf Hasheni. If someone left over part of the get, he got to the bottom of the page, and so instead of writing in a single column, he finishes it up on the top of the next column, Ve'idim Milamata, and there are witnesses signed underneath the second column, Kasha, the get is still kosher because the people signed at the end of the get. But if the Edom signed on the top of the page before the get started, or minatzad, or on the side of the page, or on the back of the page, the get pashered in the case of the get pashered, which means just a flat document and not one that's been folded and sewed, puzzle, then the get is puzzle because they have to sign on the bottom of the get. If the beginning of one get goes next to the beginning of the other get, meaning a person one get is begins in the middle of the page and goes to the bottom of the page, and the other get, if you flip the page over, begins from the middle of the page and goes to the other end of the page. Ve'edim be'emsa, and the edim are signed in between the two of them. Shneim psulim, both getin are puzzle. Sofo shalzeh b'tzad sofo shalzeh. If one get starts at one edge of the page and ends in the middle, the other get starts at the other edge of the page and also ends in the middle. The edim b'emsa and the edim are signed in the middle. Esha edim nikronimo kasher. Whichever get the edim are naturally read along with is going to be kasher. Rosh shalzeh b'tzad sofo shalzeh. If the beginning of one get is next to the end of the other get, meaning you have a get that goes from the top of the page to the middle of the page, and then the next one starts right there at the middle of the page and goes down to the bottom of the page. The edim b'emsa and the edim are in the middle. Esha edim nikron b'sofo kasher. Whichever one has edim that are clearly signed at the end of it, it's kosher, which means the top get is going to be kosher in that case. So let's review what we learned today about a bunch of strangely formed wording on Gittin. So Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have two Gittin side by side and two Edim signed from right to left, and two other Edim signed from left to right, so the ones that are signed from right to left look like they're signing the right-handed get. The one that are signed from left to right look like they're signing the left-handed get. So whichever one is the first two Edim is going to be the kosher one. If they alternate between the Hebrew and the Greek, then both Gittin are going to be puzzle. Then Mishnah Zayin said that if you left out some of the get on the one column, so you fill it in on the top of the next column, and Edim sign underneath that, it's going to be kosher. If Edim sign on the top of a page, or on the side of the page, or on the back of the page, it's going to be puzzle. If two Gittin begin at the middle of a page and go in opposite directions, and Edim are in the middle, so then it's going to be puzzle. If the end of one get meets the end of the other get, meaning you start at the two ends of the page, page, and they meet at the middle of the page, and the Edom are in the middle, then the one that the Edom naturally are read with is going to be kosher. If you have a get written on the top half of the page, and then another get written on the bottom half of the page, just continuing down the page with the Edom in the middle, then only the top get is going to be kosher. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches.